Well, let's welcome back Coach Taylor. Coach, do you got team updates for us?
Oh, man. Good. Well, Rob, let me know if you can hear me. We're breaking up a little bit, but, team updates, pretty same as last week. Not a lot of guys here now, but, just doing our weekly check-ins. Guys are obviously doing what they need to do as far as working out. That's good. Coaches have been on the road. This is a heavy, heavy, heavy camp season for us. So we had four coaches out at the University of Minnesota last night. They had about 300 kids out there. All of those kids cannot play at Minnesota, so it's good for us to be out there evaluating them. We got another camp coming up on Wednesday out at River Falls. So we're busy, busy, busy for the coaches and obviously the players are training. So.
Well, it's good you're talking about that because we're going to come back to that here in just a minute. But let's start with Jerome. He'd like to know, do you ever find that there are some players who don't work out during the summer, or is the team generally on board with the off-season workout program?
I mean, there's always going to be some one-offs where you could tell you get a guy and the conditioning test, and you could tell, that guy didn't do anything. But from the time that I've been here, our duration, we've been doing conditioning tests. Our guys have been conditioned. Our guys will come in shape for the most part. Again, like I said, there's going to be one or two guys that, usually it's a young guy that doesn't really understand what it takes, the amount of conditioning it takes to be right to play the game. So you always have a couple, but for the most part, teams, knock on wood, has been coming in pretty conditioned.
Next up, then we would like to know, when do you find that players start getting more excited or more focused about the season?
I've always felt like after July 4th is kind of like, it's go time. It's no more. And Memorial Day is great. July 4th is great. But after that, man, there's nothing else really to look forward to, man. It's time to roll, So I always felt like after July 4th is kind of like when guys are dialed in and ready to roll.
Jim would like to know, where are you at recruiting right now?
Oh, I'm sorry, you broke up.
Jim would like to know where you are in recruiting right now.
Oh, yes. We were just out at Minnesota camp last night. We had one junior day already on our campus, so we'll have four more of those in the summer, kids on campus. So we're good. We're in a good spot. Obviously, our 2023 class is done, but, everything, all steam ahead for 2024 is, man, we're rolling. We're rocking and rolling, and I had a coach down in Houston last week. He's actually going back to Dallas this week. Got another coach going out to California in another week. So, I mean, we're full bolts ahead.
Next up is Chris, who would like to know, do you keep track of players, like how well they are doing in life after graduation?
It's funny. I do. I do. It's and that's part of it. When you just look through your phone or a guy might text, hey, coach, I'll be in town. Can I come by the office? So yeah, man, absolutely. That's part of it. You want to track these guys. Now I'm not on social media, so I can't follow them as closely as probably the easiest way to do it is just to really maybe get on whatever Facebook or Instagram, whatever these guys use and track. But I mean, I just pick up a phone call, text, and I'm still texting some guys from Valparaiso that I coached back in 2004. Hey, what's going on? How's life? Our all conference, all American actually receiver, Rob Giancola. Kid caught 23 touchdowns, 1,500 yards in 2003. And he and I, man, we connect once every couple months, man, just to see how he's doing, man. So, yes, absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Owen says, last year, Augsburg took a big step forward in their football program. We saw that with St. Olaf a few years ago and Carleton two seasons ago. Is there a team that you feel that you saw some things in last year that you think they will be much better this year?
Wow, man, I heard the first part, I didn't hear the last part. Is there a team what?
That you think will be much better this year from what you saw last season?
Yeah, it better be us. We better be better. I mean, that's, like you said, everybody at Augsburg's done it. They've done a great job in recruiting. They took a step. Carleton, obviously, we know the last 2 years, they definitely took a step. So, Hamlin University needs to take a step, and we got to be better this year. So I'm putting my chips on us to be that team that can make a step and be better. So,
Hank says, I know you talk about that you don't watch much other sports during the Pipers football season, that you watch football and baseball and other sports when the season ends. When is it that you stop watching other sports and focus all of your time and energy on the Pipers?
Yeah. When do I stop watching other sports?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be, I mean, training. Once training camp comes, man, it's time. Like, you don't have any. First of all, training camp goes from 6 a.m. in the morning to about 10, 11 o'clock at night. So there is no time for nothing else. And then once the season gets here, I mean, you got to figure, man, we're in here on Sundays. We're in here on Sundays after a game. Depending on how fast you get your work done, evaluating the game from before, you can get out of here. Maybe you can get out of here and catch the late game, the Sunday night game. But you know, Monday night game is going to be tough to catch because you're in here working throughout the evening. Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Usually, I watch some ball on Thursday night, just depending on how the week is going, because they have those Thursday night games. But and then Saturday after games, you know, you can catch the four. That's one thing about the MIAC, having 1 o'clock games and every place is close, and you can catch a Saturday night game, whatever the late game is on Saturday. But again, it just all depends on how much work you got to get done before, because you got to figure if we play a game on a Saturday, the good coaches, you want to get that thing evaluated that night so you can be ready for your Sunday morning meeting. So you might not be watching too much game basketball, too much football on Saturday nights either. So it just depends on how you structure your time.
We have two from Tyler for you. The first is, he says, Coach, great race this Sunday with the Save Mart 350, just 219 miles. Who do you think has the advantage on the short track?
Short tracks, man. This has been a very, very, very interesting year. Chase Elliott, for some reason, Chase Elliott and Truex always feel like they always run good on the short tracks. Logano and Keselowski will be tough, too, so I'd say one of those four would be a safe pick, but it'd be good to watch to keep an eye on those cars.
He'd also like to know, do you prefer the shorter races or the longer ones?
I kind of like the ones in the. I don't like the Russians. I don't like. I like the mid tracks, like Kansas, Atlanta, like the mile and a half tracks. Man, like those are the ones that are super cool. Not that there's not a lot of strategy in the short tracks, because it is. Not that there's not a lot of strategy in the super speedways, because there is, but I don't know. I just feel like that mile and a half is a cool sweet spot to watch those races, man. Especially when it comes to pitting and taking care of your tires and all those other things factor in with the race. So I'd say those the mile and a half tracks are pretty cool.
Yuri would like to know, how is your golf game looking these days?
I got out. When did I get out? I got out last week. I didn't beat the guy I was playing with, but I actually played pretty decent. I was able to hit my driver consistently. Was able to hit the 6 and the 7 iron consistently. The greens were a little fast, so I didn't read the greens well. But again, man, walking nine is super fun. Good exercise, and you just got to keep playing to get better. So I'm getting a little bit better, but again, if I could play 3 or 4 times a week, that would be ideal, but I can't. I still got a job to do. So if I can get out there once a week, it's a good day. So I know I'm going to play tomorrow afternoon. That'll be fun. Play with a former coach of mine who's down at Buena Vista. He's up in the Twin Cities recruiting, so we'll get out and play 9 tomorrow. So it'll be fun.
Jimmy would like to know, is there an odd flavor of ice cream that you like?
I'm not a big ice cream guy, but if I do have to eat ice cream, I'd love cookies and cream. Ice cream is always, I've always, when I was younger and was into ice cream, I used to love cookies and cream, and chocolate chip. Those two flavors are really good.
Next up, we have Coach Bill. He says, I know that it takes more than a few words to answer a question like this, but could you provide some ideas on what you do to resolve conflicts between players?
Yeah, that's a real thing. We're in the business of teaching, right? You're not going to always agree with everybody in the organization, but there's a certain level of respect, that you have to have, man. So I'm always, if there is an issue, just bring those two guys in and just make sit them down, let them hear both sides, because that's some of the issues with these young people today. They don't know how to resolve things on their own. So haven't had that situation much, but bringing two guys in and let's talk it out, figure it out, let's find a way to get to a point where you ain't got to like each other, but there's got to be a level of respect, even in families, right? You look at the family unit, there's some family members that probably don't like each other, but there's a certain level of respect you got to have when you're all trying to, pull towards one common goal of winning. So, yeah, man, you got to just bring those guys in and have hard conversations, man.
Don would like to know, how is your dad doing? And with Father's Day approaching, do you have a good dad story to share with us?
Dad is doing well. I appreciate you asking. Health is, for the most part, good. I would. I'm sure people are going to love this one, but I at the age of maybe 15, 16, as a young guy, you think you know everything. You don't understand exactly why your father does some of the things that he does. I specifically remember I wish I knew the year how old I was, but it was about 15 or 16. I remember my dad sitting me down and looking me right in the eyes and saying, son, I could care less if you like me. I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm trying to teach you how to be a responsible man, man. So that was something that always stuck with me, man. And, you know, I think that's some of the issues these days, and parents are trying to be your kids' friends, and I don't think that's a smart way to parent, you know. So I do remember that, and, you know, it was very pivotal for me, and, you know, I'm kind of keeping the same, you know, similar ways in which I'm raising my son. I'm not trying to be his friend. I want to make sure when he gets out there in the real world, he can conduct himself and handle himself in a mature manner. So.
Well, that already was some great dad words of wisdom for us today, but do you have some other words of wisdom you want to end the show with?
Yeah, I saw something this morning. See if I can find it again. I thought it was pretty cool. It said, success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. I thought that was really good. You know, success is nothing more than a few simple disciplines practiced every day. I thought that was pretty cool, man. So that's something that we're going to try and implement with my guys here moving on this week.
Fantastic. Coach Taylor, thanks for joining us this week.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for listening.